Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Sarek Mattson. I go to UC Berkeley in the Environmental Science Policy and Management Department. I study soil cleanup, so I study contaminants in soil and how we can remove them using sustainable methods to make more urban soils suitable for food production. I would like to talk about Ligusticum grayi, also known as Oshala. It's an herb that's native to Oregon, the Cascades. Better to picture celery, so a big celery stalk with the leaves, the multiple lobes, sort of triangular shaped, some really thick stalks, and then flowers that look like parsley or carrots go to seed, or Queen Anne's lace maybe on the side of the road, so something that looks like an umbrella where you have lots of little flowers coming off of many different stalks that are all held together on one stalk. And then the roots, it's a taproot, smells, has this really distinct smell to it. It is kind of like a celery or parsley smell like, but really the thing is you have to rely on the seeds to really be able to identify this plant. Distinguish it by the flower, you can't distinguish it by the leaves. Really, you have to look at the seeds. It's good to chew the root when you have a cold. The way the aromatic compounds in the root work, when we eat them, then they're expressed out through our lungs, so they clean our lungs. But especially if you're a little bit under the weather, have a little bit of the creeping crud, and need to really kick that out the door and feel good again. It's an aromatic and a bitter, so it's helpful for digestive issues. It can make your stomach feel better if you're having indigestion. It's a diaphoretic, so it makes you sweat just in a way that might be nice if you're just beginning to feel sick and you want to sort of increase circulation and sweat out bacteria or viruses that you have. And it also is antibacterial, and you can just buy the root and chew on it. I think it's a really great way to use it.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.